I'm Anna O'Neill and I'm in Wood Green, which is actually my area. It's where I live, and the little row of shops quite near me is TJ.
That's right.
And TJ is a friend of Gary McKinnon. You have a shop here that sells bits and bobs. And you are a friend of Gary's. That's the way you describe yourself.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what, you know, tell us a bit about Gary and tell us about how you're feeling today, knowing that this news is coming that could see him, you know, over going over to the US, being extradited and spending many, many, many years in prison.
That will ruin his life. Whereas I don't think Gary's guilty in a way, because he actually done them a favor by showing them there's a weakness on their system. He's a very lovely bloke, well known within his friends and all that. He's a good, honest guy. He would never harm a fly, you know. So therefore, he should never, ever be extradited. His case should have never come to that stage at the first place. But I don't know what governments are trying to do. That will ruin him. That will basically kill him.
And I mean, you, as a friend of his, you see him. How frequently would you say you saw him?
Well, I used to see him up until 2 months ago, almost once a week, because we have a friend here called Duran. He used to come and visit him often. And they used to hang around a little bit. He used to help him with his moving around and all that.
A lot's been made of the fact that he has Asperger's syndrome, and that now he is considered to be a suicide risk, or would be if he was extradited. Do you think that's, would that be a fair assessment, would you say?
I would say so, yes. His health is deteriorated ever since this case started, and I could see him change in age and always worried. You know, he doesn't know where he stands, basically. What's going to happen to him the next minute? And they treated him like he's a murderer or some sort, or terrorist or some sort, which he's not. He's a really nice guy.
What do you think happened then? Has he ever spoken to you about why he did it?
Well, he shortly once explained to me that on that day he was a little bit drunk and he was on the computer and he was mucking about, and one thing led to another. As he was pushing the buttons, he was going through the security system, and that's it. But he had no bad intentions of, you know. Like I said, he's not a terrorist. He wasn't going to sell the secrets or whatever, you know. It just happened to be lucky, I would say, you know.
So you're keeping your fingers crossed today then, this
Definitely.
Afternoon?
Definitely. I'm praying for him. He'll be released and that thing will be over once and all.